I was always interested in jazz, and I really, really thought that's my style and my goal. But then I went to study jazz, and that was something very different than I had expected, because what I enjoy most is the improvisation, and not how would I say it, not to approach it like from the perspective of making it perfect and making this whole jazz idiom a vocal sound and all that. And then I stayed in Holland in the jazz school for 2 years, but then I really thought, like, okay, this is just, it's killing my inspiration, so I had to leave. And then I think the turning point was actually when we started Iki, that we sing totally free improvised vocal music with the vocalists, and that was very, very nice, because you didn't have to take the role of a lead singer. It was more like we're just making music together, and we didn't have any rules in the beginning, so we just experimented with everything and all the aspects. I think it's just going, it's a lot of like psychological factors, of course. But I think it's just about finding out your manners, what you've been learning during the life, and then seeing if you like them or if you think that they're not really you, and just figuring out that all the time. And I think that's what I'm doing now. I'm kind of just reaching out somewhere that I don't really know where it's going. And that's really nice, because you have not set the rules yet. Or of course some rules and some ideas, but I just try to keep my mind as open as possible and see what comes and what am I now, and don't try to do what I thought would be good before. And yeah, I think it's about openness, and also hearing a lot of music and hearing a lot of, yeah, also just listening to yourself and listening to the other people and life and, yeah, bigger things like that. Yeah. I think my backgrounds are in folk music, actually, Finnish folk. I think that's because I was born into that. So I haven't thought about it so much, but of course that's like that's where all the melancholy and darkness comes, probably. And also a lot of psalms, like, not very happy music, I would say. So, but I don't know if that's right to call that inspiration, because that's just a thing that I grew up with. But then quite early I got into jazz. I really liked this ECM, I don't know if you know ECM label, yes. So that was like a very big thing. And then of course I went to check out the roots, like a traditional jazz. But I think now I've been very interested in just sound, like how you approach sound without just in a broad sense, like sound can be whatever, and when you walk outside you hear things, and that's also music. So I think I'm all the time changing my inspirations. I'm listening a lot of different kinds of music, so I can't tell like this is where I'm coming from 100%, but I think staying open, and when I write texts, I think the inspiration is just people and human life, like very much everyday life, what happens and how I feel and how I think that other people might feel. And so it's a lot about feelings.
So the world.